Do we see we play the South Coast greatest hits with Don Henley, the Boys of Summer. I love it. It's 8-8. Now, thanks to AMH Nissan in Maroota, the new Navara has landed. So make sure you get in and see Jade and the team and take it for a test drive. I'm so excited, Mick Wayman, to see your face.
How good is it?
Oh, your face is gorgeous,
yeah,
mate.
My face, yeah, not the footy,
fantastic.
Me face.
Fantastic, your head's great.
Yeah.
We're back into it for a new year.
It's come around quick, hasn't it?
How exciting. Are you excited? Are you pumped?
I'm very excited. But, you know, you forget the season only finished 3 months ago.
I know.
You know, we're playing football at the end of November, which is unheard of.
Mm.
And here we are, ready to go.
We didn't have to wait long.
Didn't have to wait long at all.
So how was your summer, okay? Did you enjoy yourself over the last
It was a lot better
months?
Than last year, yeah. Put it that way.
Absolutely,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. It was different, yeah. But we got a lot more done this year than we did last year, and family-wise, we got away a bit, so it was good.
And how green is it? Particularly
beautiful.
At the end of summer, like when it's usually dried right off.
Well, even up at Braidwood, we're up there last weekend, and there's still green grass at the foot high up there.
How good is that?
She's dead this time of year, but yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's really been good. So let's get into round one for NRL. Kicks off tonight. And it's the Storm with the news that Cameron Smith has finally, after keeping everyone in suspense for so long, has decided it's been a great career. See you later.
And I think it's worked out well for everyone. And I think it was pretty fitting to get a statue of him put down in at Amy Park. And then he got to make his decision at Melbourne. I think it was, you know, he's one of those guys that's everyone sort of looks at and go, oh, it's Cameron Smith, who cares, who cares? It's a big decision. Yeah. There's a guy who's been playing NRL for 20 years.
That's his life.
And you know, I read a stat there yesterday that 97% of the time he was available for selection. Out of 430 games, he missed 16.
It's an
unbelievable.
Amazing stat, isn't it? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So his durability, I think he deserves whatever he wants to do, he deserves.
Yep.
And the way he's done it, I think it's great. And he didn't know whether he was ready to retire. And, you know, everyone thinks it's dragged on for so long.
Mm.
He finished football back in November. These decisions are big. It takes a long time to make your mind up. And if there's doubt there, you sort of don't really want to know what to do.
Yeah, I reckon he would have been torn because, I mean, he loves the game of rugby league.
Loves
but
the
he's,
and
he's
still playing
older.
Good footy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was still well enough to play for Australia and Origin. He was the best hooker we had, and he's probably the best footballer we've seen. A lot of people will debate that, but durability-wise and right across the park, he looks like an accountant that should be getting ready for end of financial year.
He might look good on the telly then.
Yeah, but...
Do a bit of commentating.
Well, he would be. He'd be a very good analyst. But, you know, I think he's a champion of the game, and he deserves to be recognised as a champion. And you know, I think we get caught up in all the media hype and everything about who cares, Cameron, who cares, who are you? You think you're bigger than the game? Well, let's face it, he probably is.
Yeah, he needs to be celebrated.
He probably is, and he needs to be celebrated the way he should be celebrated. And, yeah, well done to Cameron. Great career, and hopefully the game doesn't lose a guy like Cameron Smith.
Exactly. Storm and Rabbitohs then, how do you see tonight?
It's going to be tight. I think the Storm will, you know, they've got a great guy to fill in. So I'm going to go with the Storm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Knights and the Bulldogs, that's tomorrow night. So how do you see that one
go? Go the Knights.
At Newcastle at home?
I think the Knights will be too strong.
Okay. Broncos and Eels, that's tomorrow night too. Our pick the score match.
I think the Eels, the Broncos will take a little bit more time to get ready.
I agree.
But yeah, I think we'll go from there.
What do you think the full-time score will be?
22-12.
Okay. TEC.com.au if you want to get
into
the score.
Rings a bell from last year.
Saturday, the Warriors and the Titans at Central Coast.
I'm going to take the Titans. I think it'd be, they've recruited well. And Tino, I can't say his last name, but I think he'll be really good for them.
The Roosters and the Sea Eagles at the SCG.
Take the Roosters. Manly, I think, are struggling with injury at this stage of the year and don't have any backup, so go the Roosters.
Okay. Panthers Stadium for the Panthers and the Cowboys.
Take the Panthers. They've got a point to prove. Missing out last year, one game short, so they've got a point to prove.
Sunday, the Raiders and the West Tigers at Canberra.
Going to be a tight one, I think.
The Raiders
for their, you know, they've failed last year. They failed. In their eyes, they failed.
Okay.
They had a great side that could have won the comp, and they failed, so they'd want a point to prove.
Go the Raiders?
Go the Raiders.
Okay. And the Dragons and the Sharkies at Jubilee.
Heart saying Dragons, head saying Sharks, but go the Dragons. I think they've got a whole new setup there, new coaching staff. Who knows?
Yeah. One more question before we wrap up. Who is going to win the comp? Who do you think's going to be a great team this year?
I've narrowed it down to four.
Okay.
I can't go past the four. The Roosters, Rabbitohs, Melbourne, and I got a little smoky there, West Tigers.
Oh, okay. Well, they were playing well last year, so you never
smoky.
Know. All right. Of course, I'm going for the Green Machine because I'm so biased.
Oh, the Mighty Under 8s play up there on the 17th of April.
Oh, nice.
We get to play up there, so looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you when I get back from holidays. You'll be in the care of James for the next couple of weeks because I'm shooting off for a bit of leave. So
a bit R&R.
Yeah, a bit of R&R. So I'll look forward to watching the footy and I'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks,
no
Mick.
No worries. Just one thing before I go. The 27th of March, mm-hmm. we've got the statue unveiling of my father at the Aquaman Oval.
At Aquaman in Maroola. Great.
Yeah, the 27th of March. It'll be about 3 o'clock, I think, 3:30.
That'll be beautiful.
Playing Boorowa.
Yeah.
Rovers again for the Aquaman Shield, and we've got the statue. We're all complete, ready to go. So
that's great. Congratulations,
wants to get out and have a look. It'll be a great day.
Your dad will love that.
I'm sure he would.
See you in a couple of weeks, Mick.
See you, Kim.